semua bangsa lain tersentak. Kibarkan sang saka dengan serentak, harumkan nama Ibu Pertiwi serempak. Di bawah langit biru berkibar tertiup angin, bangga jadi orang Indonesia ku semakin terpacu untuk memajukan bangsa. Tunjukkan kita kuat, kita bukan mangsa. Berbeda suku, beda golongan dan agama, Bhinneka Tunggal Ika kami yang pertama. Bahu membahu, bimbing saling membimbing, berat sama dipikul, ringan sama dicincin. Ini Nusantara, kita satu darah, satu nusa bangsa bahasa dan satu arah. Takkan ku lupakan selama-lamanya bangsaku Indonesia namanya.
Merah putih berkibar begitu gagah, cerminan akan bangsa yang perkasa. Dihormati dengan penuh rasa bangga, Indonesia ku bersatu sepanjang masa.
Apapun mereka bilang, tekadku takkan hilang. Jalanku masih panjang, garis akhirku pandang. Jangan lupa, kita macan Asia, Pancasila kita yang menjadi rahasia. Untuk bisa bersatu dalam satu semangat, untuk membela tanah air semua berangkat. Tak lupakan keringat dan darah yang tertumpah dari para pahlawan negeriku, aku bersumpah. Memegang erat bendera merah putihku, sisipkan lengan baju jauh lebih hisiku. Untuk bangsaku aku berkarya, sumber alamku begitu kaya. Kami tidak takut, Garuda di dadaku, semangat 45 ada padaku. Aku tergugah untuk berani rasanya, bangsaku Indonesia namanya.
Merah putih berkibar begitu gagah, cerminan akan bangsa yang perkasa. Kuhormati dengan penuh rasa bangga, Indonesia ku bersatu sepanjang masa. Merah putih berkibar begitu gagah, cerminan akan bangsa yang perkasa. Kuhormati dengan penuh rasa bangga, Indonesia ku bersatu sepanjang masa. Merah putih berkibar begitu gagah, cerminan akan bangsa yang perkasa. Kuhormati dengan penuh rasa bangga, Indonesia ku bersatu sepanjang masa.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Jakarta police said traffic remained normal during the annual session of the People's Consultative Assembly on Friday with no major disruptions reported. Jakarta Metropolitan Police's Traffic Director Commissioner Komarudin told journalists prior to the opening of the annual session that there was an increase in vehicles entering the house complex due to official invitations, but the traffic flow went smoothly. The United Nations Secretary General Special Envoy for Water, Retno Marsudi, emphasized the importance of building water security as a key foundation for achieving global food security. She made the statement during a public discussion titled Food Sovereignty Resilient Amid Geopolitical Disruptions and Trade Wars, held on Thursday at the auditorium of RRI World Service Building in Jakarta. And that was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the lunch session of Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. It's time for me, Rahma, on the mic to present you very on this special day ahead of the 18th Indonesia's Independence Day celebration. So do stay tuned on voinews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. And in the meantime, let's thank God that it's Friday with Indonesian music group Run. Enjoy.
Hey, it feels so good to be back. And for those who didn't know, we go by the name of Run. Yeah, that's right. Just want you to dance,
yeah.
Just dance to this song. Come on. Friday night with the feeling it's alright. We ain't coming to sit tight, we came to get high, right? Y'all know what it's all about when the DJ spins and the checks come out. Like a man Craig D said, Friday, payday, it's time to party. P-A to the R, T to the Y. Baby girl, you don't need to ask me why. Cause it's going down like executioner, scratching them things, flapping them wings with the evolutioner. That's our name, cause when we come to this game, it ain't gonna be the same. Tell your friends and family about this fan. Hopefully we be rocking the show biz. And if your life is slow, let me know if it's loco. Everybody now let's go.
Thank God it's Friday, everybody wants to party. But we go funky, dancing with you all night, yeah. Thinking at them shorties, maybe they wanna party with me.
Y'all know what it's all about, y'all know what it's all about. Last game.
don't even have to try. It comes easy for you. Oh, the way you move is so appealing. Could make me cry.
I guess you just have to wait and see.
Today's Music Corner presents a song by Salma Salsabil. Aliyah Putri Mandaya, or better known as Salma Salsabil, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. She has been rising to fame since winning Indonesian Idol singing competition in 2022. Previously, she had also participated in other talent search contests, but didn't make it to win. In 2023, Salma released a single entitled Bunga Hati, or Flower of My Heart, which became a hit at that time. In June 2024, she released another hit single entitled Boleh Juga. In this song, Salma collaborates for the first time with the trio of Ramadia, Ilman Ibrahim, and Anindyo Baskoro, who acted as songwriters and producers. The song Boleh Juga tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Salma Salsabil with the song Boleh Juga.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada. Sembunyikan rasa meski berlaga tak mau kau tahu, ku merasakan yang sama.
Still joining us, Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, still in the spirit of the 80th Independence Day celebration of Indonesia. And this morning, there was Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly's annual session and the joint session of the House of Representatives and Regional Representatives Council on the occasion of the 80th Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia. And the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly expressed support and praise for President Prabowo Subianto's unwavering efforts to promote world peace through diplomacy in international forums. The Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly Speaker Ahmad Muzani conveyed this during the annual session. And the Consultative Assembly also warmly welcomes the President's tenacity in advocating for peace and the independence of Palestine in international forums. Indonesia approaches the 80th anniversary of its independence. Millions of people elsewhere in the world continue to endure suffering and loss in the absence of peace. And He attributed this grim reality to armed conflicts worldwide, particularly in the Gaza Strip of Palestine. With that in mind, the lawmaker stressed that Indonesia should remain consistent in its commitment to upholding the humanitarian values and supporting the freedom of the Palestinian people. And besides, of course, we are also looking forward for the state speech of Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. So stay tuned for more details about it, and we'll be also presenting you live report from VOI reporters on the occasion of the Indonesia's 80th Independence Day celebration. So stick around, don't go anywhere, still on Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tulangku merah putih benderaku hadir dari para pahlawan dengan tangan kosong lawan senjata song-song penjajah tolak menyerah salah sendiri buat pejuangku marah oh sekarang berbeda Indonesia merdeka kau dan aku tak sama jadi mengapa mesti tak senyawa ayo clubber ayo dangdutter juga penggemar Super Junior jangan cekcok jangan bertengkar let's make love no war
merah putih
Indonesia, hey! Semua tangan di atas dari Sabang sampai Merauke. Ini pop patriotik, bukan sekedar musik. Yang penting tetap asik, sik, 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 asik.
Every day I'm dangdutan.
Lawan, it's time for us to become one. Kita berjuang dengan kata Indonesia trending topik dunia. Hingga tetes kalimat terakhir, perjuangan takkan berakhir. Kita kibarkan sang saka, kita bangkitkan bendera.
Merah putih teruslah kau berkibar di ujung tiang tertinggi di Indonesia ku ini. Merah
Yeah. jumlah manusia. Bencana seakan bumi telah musnah, seolah sang maha beri sebuah makna. Mengertikah aku cinta? Terkadang kamu menilai sebelah mata. Kamu tahu kita punya semua, seakan tak pernah memperdulikan semua. Kamu dan kamu, bangunlah semua, bangkitkan. Menilai sebelah mata. Kamu tahu kita punya semua, seakan tak pernah memperdulikan semua. Kamu dan kamu, bangunlah semua, bangkitkanlah jiwa. Indonesia satulah para pemuda Indonesia. Damai, cinta, indah, berbagai budaya.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Trimulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, VOI listeners and viewers. Today, we are welcoming the 80th Indonesia's Independence Day, the 80th Independence Day celebration. And this morning, in the annual session of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto conveyed his first state address, highlighting a national vision free from poverty, hunger, and hardship, a peaceful and globally respected leadership transition, and a strong commitment to fighting corruption with major savings in the 2025 state budget. To find out more about the details on the speech, joining us, Voice of Indonesia's reporter Desi Anugranov, to cover the 2025 annual session live from the Indonesian House of Representatives building in Jakarta. Yes, Ranov, what update could you tell to our listeners, please?
Thank you, Rahma. Well, listeners. This is Desi Anugranov, reporting live from the first floor of the Indonesian House of Representatives building in Jakarta. Right now, I'm at the Mediterranean in the Nusantara Tuara, where guests are arriving for today's national event. Just a moment ago, members of the Regional Representative Council and Indonesia House of the Representative arrived in formal ethere and traditional batik Nusantara. This morning, President Prabowo Subianto arrived in the formal suite, followed by the Speaker of the House in traditional batik. Several ambassadors also entered to the main gate along parliamentary representative from Timor Leste, Singapore, and Brunei Darussalam. It is now 11, and the first speech has just come to the speaker of the People's Consultative Assembly, Mazuni, and the speaker of the House, Puan Maharani, followed by the stage address from President Prabowo Subianto. In his speech, President Prabowo highlighted the three main points national vision, freedom from poverty, hunger, and hardship, and achieving economic independence by managing Indonesia's abundance resources. And two, the second, smooth leadership transitions, peaceful and well-respected transfer of power from President Jokowi, recognized worldwide as proof and Indonesia's strong democracy, and three, anti-corrupt effort, commitment to transparency, with the government saving 300 trillion rupiah from potential misses in the 2025 state budgets. All right, listener, that was the first stage addressed by President Prabowo Subianto. Later today at 3 p.m., the president will deliver another address to present the introductions and explanations of the 2026 draft state budget. This is Andrea, Voice of Indonesia, back to studio. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much, Desi Anugrano, reporting from Indonesian House of Representatives Building in Jakarta on the annual session of the People's Consultative Assembly and the joint session of the House and Regional Representative Council. Joining us for more updates about the session and the council and also the state speech by Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto later this afternoon only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bahagia, hidup sejahtera di khatulistiwa. Alam berseri-seri, bunga beraneka. Maligai ramah-ramah, bertajuk cahaya jingga. Surya di cakrawala, selalu berseri. Alam indah permai di khatulistiwa. Pesada senyum tawa, hawa sejuk nyaman. Wajah pagi rupawan, burung berkicau ria, bermani embun surga. Sejuk nyaman, wajah pagi rupawan, burung berkicau ria, bermandi embun surga. Bersuka cita, insan di persada yang aman sentosa. Damai makmur merdeka di setiap masa. Bersyukur kita semua. Di setiap masa bersama.
in Indonesia.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremony, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relations in Papua.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
At first glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sortali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigali Gali, a unique wooden doll from Tomok village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigali Gali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro. Sigali Gali is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simangali, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of manortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simangali died or was killed in the battle, and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness.
Namun di suatu hari ada salah seorang.
However, one day one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simangali. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, si Gale-Gale could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, si Gale-Gale is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Si Gale-Gale comes from the word Gale, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, si Gale-Gale is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that si Gale-Gale can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect si Gale-Gale's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old si Gale-Gale statue at the performance venue in Tobok. But because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made.
Sebenarnya kalau patung benar si Gale-Gale kita yang paling tua sebenarnya yang ada.
In fact, our oldest si Gale-Gale statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three si Gale-Gale statues that we can see today at the si Gale-Gale performance venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning? Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that, so when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the Manor Tour. What are their impressions after seeing si Gale-Gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see si Gale-Gale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat.
Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding ulos traditional clothes. We wear sword for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different, both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor.
After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with si Gale-Gale, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulu Salam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see si Gale-Gale, which is one of Batak cultures.
then I'm actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigale-gale and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, ma'am, especially regarding Sigale-gale, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
Education plays a big role to improve humans' brains. It has become the nutrition for mindset. What does education mean? Dr. H. Khadija, former representative of the Ministry of National Education at UNESCO, has her own perspective about education.
Quality of earth, maintaining the quality of the earth. Education is not just performance on the stage. Education is about life. Therefore, all people who play in education never wear masks. Education is the main tool, the staple food for brain and heart, for people to live. People live physically and mentally, so the mental is fed by education. And therefore, let's work together, whether you are educator or not educator, let's help to improve the quality of human being by looking at the quality of ourselves and then share it with others.
Here is quote of the day. This is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. A quote by Suharto. The second president of Indonesia, General Suharto, was known as the Indonesian father of development with assertiveness and many ideas. He played a role in carrying out planned development as well as taking care of food and agriculture issues. Not only concepting and planning everything, Suharto also went to the field to check the process of development. Listener, that's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia. VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening!